because to me, like, coaching is teaching. I mean, there's no, I don't see any, and if it were not, if it weren't that, I mean, I don't see how you could justify all the money that you spend supporting an athletic department, you know, if you don't see it as a really, you know, like, you know, vital part of a, you know, a kid's education. Yeah. And I think it is.
Do you think
if it's done right, it is. If it's not done right, it's which I don't think it is in so-called big time sports, you know, like football and basketball and stuff like that. I mean, that's just a money making venture for the college, and they're kidding themselves if they think otherwise. But I really think, like, at the Division III level, you know, it really is part of a kid's education. That's just been reinforced, like, dozens and dozens, probably hundreds of times over by kids saying, like, the most valuable part of their experience at Haverford, which is a great school, was their involvement in sports, you know, or our sport anyway, and in other sports too.
So do you feel that the college agrees with you with your philosophy?
That's a good point. I think so, because they've supported it, you know. They've gone along with it. I mean, it'd be very easy for them to sort of say, well, you know, this is an overemphasis, you know, the kids are spending too much time on a non-academic aspect of their life. But I really think philosophically that, you know, I know in the athletic department they do, you know, with Greg and with Dana, who was the AD for the first 9 or 10 years, Dana Swine, you know, both of them really strongly believe that this was part of the student's education. You know, it wasn't just about, if at all, like, about winning or losing or anything like that. You know, it really was about, like, how you play the game and the lessons that you learned and, you know, using those lessons in your own life. You know, it might seem real idealistic, but it works. It's true, you know. If it's done right. I mean, if the bottom line, like the winning, or in our case, like throwing a shot further or running faster is the sole purpose of doing it, then I don't think you can justify it. Yeah, you can't justify the time, the money, the effort that you put into it if that's the whole thing. But
it sounds like you're a real Division III person.
I ran in Division I at the top level. Like, I was on the best Division I team in the country in cross country and in track. 1 year we won the nationals too. We won cross country 3 times, and we really, there was a mixture, you know, like, it depended on the person, you know, but I personally wasn't any different then. Like, it was more an idealistic approach, you know, like, you're just trying to see to be as good as you can be, and by doing that, you're learning a lot of lessons that you can apply to the rest of your life, and there were other kids that felt that, and the coaching there really wasn't totally bottom-line oriented. You know, they just, you know, they sort of supported that, but it was a different era, you know, back then. You know, now there's, like, so much attention, which is,